The usually stoic Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, gave a somewhat emotional speech today. She took responsibility for her party's loss yesterday in state elections in Berlin. Voters deserted the Christian Democrats in favor of a new anti-immigrant nationalist newcomer. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin.
Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats came in second in the vote count, but just barely. It wasn't enough for them to keep governing here with the Social Democrats, who also had a poor showing despite coming in first.
Die große Koalition hat keine Mehrheit mehr, und das ist sehr bitter.
The chancellor called the outcome bitter. She blamed herself for this and other recent protest votes over her refugee policy.
Wenn gemeint sein sollte, dass die Menschen schlichtweg
But she said anyone who doesn't want to take in foreigners, especially Muslims, can forget it. Her defiance is unlikely to win back supporters who are turning to the anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim Alternative for Germany, or AfD. AfD now has seats in 10 of Germany's 16 state legislatures, despite allegations of anti-Semitism and ties to far-right extremists against some party officials. Gerich Pasterski, who is AfD's leader here, lauded his party's success as a win for German democracy.
Offensichtlich sprechen wir die Sprache des Bürgers auf der Straße.
He said, clearly we speak the language of regular German citizens and workers. It's a connection AfD leaders hope will land them in the next German parliament. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.